Has this administration reached out to you?
Yes, they have. Yeah, the White House has. I can't get into the specifics of it, but they have, yes.
Have they been open to your suggestions?
Yes, they have listened. Let's put it that way, and they have asked very thoughtful questions. What they'll do with that information, I have no idea. But yes, they have.
And you obviously, anything for America, you're for, whether it's Democrat or Republican.
Oh, I don't get involved in the politics of any of it. And, you know, as a military soldier, we serve regardless of what party they come from, and I try to keep that as I moved away from the military also in my non-military life as well. I maintain an independence from party and politics.
General, there's no doubt about it. You said on our air that one of your recommendations was to give General Petraeus a call and see what he can do. Was that, if you feel comfortable, is that something that you voiced to them privately? Because you did it with us publicly.
Yeah, certainly. And I think with some confidence that they had asked him to go over there and work the situation, he would absolutely do it. There's no way he would be able to say no, nor would he want to say no to something like that. And I think he and Ryan Crocker are the two most capable people who have firsthand experience and the relationships and the credibility. I mean, if Petraeus puts 2 feet on the ground in Baghdad, dealing with the Maliki government and the Maliki military, just his presence alone sends an incredible message of confidence to those who are there. And I think he can do a lot in terms of putting the right people back in charge of military organizations and start to move this forward. Listen, he can't turn the Iraqi army around overnight, that's for sure, but he would absolutely make a difference.
And I assume that you brought that up and they were open to that?
They're very much aware of what General Petraeus could provide, and they have spoken to him themselves. So they understand. Whether they would make a concession that they need him to do this is another matter.
Why would there be a concession? He served as the CIA for them.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why he's not there already, to be quite frank about it. Not only did he serve in the CIA for them, he took on the job in Afghanistan after Stan McChrystal was relieved and, you know, stepped down in position and authority to fight another war for them and did that very successfully. Without the resources he needed, they didn't give him all the resources, that's for sure.
And by pulling back the troops early on the surge, stopped that surge from having a chance at the success it potentially could have had, and he still didn't resign.
Yeah, they pulled the decisions that he was involved in. He and McChrystal both were advocates for 40,000 troops to be the troop density of the surge. They gave him 30,000, which is 25% less, and then they pulled those 30,000 out. Then over General Petraeus' objections, who was the commander in Afghanistan, after a year plus, when they wanted to keep those forces to continue using them as successful as they had used them, and that was tragic, and it has had security impacts on Afghanistan that we've never recovered from since.
I agree. General Jack Keane, I need another 3 hours, but you don't have it, and unfortunately I'm against a break. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. So are our listeners.
Yeah, good talking to you, Brian, and always good talking to your audience. Take care.
Thank you. Listen, when we come back, it's our audience. 1-866-408-7669.
Prompter free after Fox and Friends, except for maybe a few notes written on his hand.
He makes it look so easy.
Brian Kilmeade. Kilmeade and Friends.